This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. A hospital president and the director of the health commission in the northern Chinese city of Qingdao have been fired after China's latest coronavirus outbreak. A brief notice in the city's government official microblog says the two people were placed under further investigation. No other details were given, though. Authorities ordered testing of all 9 million people in the city after a total of 12 cases, including those not displaying symptoms, were discovered over the weekend, accounting for China's first local transmissions in about 2 months. Similar mass testing campaigns have taken place after previous outbreaks. China, where COVID-19 is said to have originated, has largely eradicated the virus domestically, but remains on guard against imported cases and second waves of domestic transmission. Meanwhile, as Reuters' Conway G. Gittins explains, countries across Europe are scrambling to avoid another round of lockdowns.
From France to Spain to England, all across the continent, Europe is facing a nightmare scenario, battling a resurgence of COVID-19 before the onset of winter. New COVID-19 infections are hitting about 100,000 a day across Europe. That far eclipses the daily new infection rate in the U.S. of about 51,000. Europe is now responsible for about a third of all global new cases. But the resurgent virus isn't limited to Europe. 22 American states set records for increases in new cases so far this month.
That is Reuters' Conway G. Gittins reporting. And President Emmanuel Macron is ordering a nighttime curfew of Paris and 8 other French cities to contain the spread of COVID-19 after daily new infection rates reached alarming record levels. This is VOA News. U.S. broadcaster NBC is catching flak for its decision to host President Trump for a town hall Thursday. It's the same night Joe Biden is doing one on ABC. AP correspondent Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Timing is just one of the complaints that NBC is getting about its decision to put on Trump. Others have complained that NBC is giving a forum to Trump, even though he bailed on the second debate with Biden because the panel running them wanted it to be virtual since Trump had COVID-19. NBC says Trump has passed the test, indicating he is no longer shedding the virus. Meanwhile, Shekinah Nafak, whose comedy Connecting will be preempted by Trump, tweets that she's disgusted that NBC would give Trump a platform for what she calls fear-mongering, bigotry, and disinformation. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
The U.S. Postal Service is agreeing to reverse service charges, AP correspondent Mike Gracia explains.
In a lawsuit filed by the state of Montana, the U.S. Postal Service has agreed to reverse changes that slowed mail service nationwide and to prioritize election mail. The settlement, which came on the eve of a hearing in U.S. District Court in Great Falls, Montana, applies to all states. The Postal Service will reverse all changes ordered by Postmaster General Louis DeJoy, including reduced retail hours, removal of collection boxes and mail sorting machines, and closure or consolidation of mail processing facilities. The reversal comes with Election Day less than 3 weeks away. I'm Mike Gracia.
New Zealand is holding a general election on Saturday, and opinion polls indicate that Jacinda Ardern is on track to win a second term as prime minister. Her popularity soared this year after she led an effort to stamp out the coronavirus. New Zealanders will also vote on whether to legalize marijuana and euthanasia. Meanwhile, Facebook shut down the page of a fringe New Zealand political party Thursday before the general election for sharing what the company called misinformation about the novel coronavirus pandemic. The newly formed Advance NZ Party's page was taken off because of repeated violations of Facebook's policy on misinformation about the virus that could lead to imminent physical harm, according to Facebook in a statement. Advance NZ said Facebook's actions was election interference. The party has stirred controversy with an anti-vaccination stance and has also called for an end to coronavirus lockdowns. It is said that the case fatality rate of the virus is not unlike that of the seasonal influenza. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.